When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
This is Chicago's Afternoon News right here on 720 WGN. I am Eric Rung sitting in for Steve Bertrand today. And as we have been talking about since the show began is the new mitigation efforts that Governor Pritzker has put into place short of a stay-at-home mandate. However, there have been some areas, we're talking about Chicago, we're also talking about Cook County, that have put in some stay-at-home advisories. Right now on the phone with us is Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. President Preckwinkle, thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, Eric.
You know, and as we got word of this that was coming down today, the state and you, as well as the mayor, seemed to be kind of lockstep involved. When you heard that these new mitigation efforts were coming down the pipe here, what actions do you take now?
Well, first of all, I want to encourage all of our listeners to observe the three W's, to wear a mask, to wash your hands, and to watch your distance. You know, most of us are not healthcare professionals. We're not on the front lines fighting the disease, but we can do our part to mitigate the spread by doing those three things: wearing a mask, washing our hands, and watching our distance. And each of us needs to protect ourselves and our family and our communities.
Now, as far as, again, this is not a mandate that came down from the governor, but, you know, as far as enforcing anything that does come down from the governor, that's something that it kind of puts you guys in kind of a bit of a spot, right, as far as indoor dining and things like that. What is the county's role when it comes to that?
Well, we have a public health department, and they issue advisories. And we hope that people will follow them. They have the power to provide citations and fines, but we mostly rely on people's goodwill and compliance, and we hope that that'll be the case in this instance. I mean, we're in a position where the second wave has hit us pretty hard, and it's not done yet. We're definitely not at the peak, and that means we're in a lot of trouble in terms of hospital bed utilization and people who potentially might succumb to the disease.
And, of course, we get an update from the governor about hospitalization and the beds in the state. Where are we as far as Cook County goes, as far as availability?
I can't speak to that because I haven't talked to our folks today, but I can tell you that 2 weeks ago in our hospital, we had half of one unit devoted to COVID patients. And early this week, it was three units. So that's a six-fold increase in 2 weeks. And that is a nightmare for us.
And you mentioned, of course, watching your distance, wearing your mask, washing your hands, and really just kind of following these mitigations. How are you trying to get this outreach out to people to make sure that they are following the rules or at least educating them on what the rules are?
Well, this is my third visit this afternoon to a radio program to deliver that same message. And I think it's important that elected officials at all levels consistently deliver the message that you just described: wear your mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. And we need to get that information out repeatedly to everyone who is hearing your program and others.
You know, the other thing with this is while we are saying stay at home, don't leave if you don't have to, there are a lot of people that are suffering. That we're talking about small business owners. We're talking about restaurant owners and bar owners. There has been some help from the federal government. That seems to have stalled at this point. Locally, at the county level, what sort of programs are out there for people, and are people taking advantage of them?
Well, we got money from the federal government through the CARES Act this spring and initiated a community recovery initiative. We had a dozen programs, a number of them geared towards small businesses, providing first 5-year zero interest loans and then just outright grant programs to small businesses. We had a program to help those who are gig workers, contract workers. We've been supporting not-for-profits who help the homeless or who provide food. So we've had some real strong initiatives to try to be helpful. Unfortunately, the federal money has a requirement that all of it has to be spent by December 30th, and we have to provide, needless to say, stacks of documentation. So all of our programs ended at the beginning of November, and we're just trying to be sure now that we have the documentation to get the checks out the door. So we desperately need more federal help. A follow-up to the CARES Act, the House passed what we call the HEROES Act this summer. The Senate has not acted. We need more federal help for local units of government, for small businesses, for gig workers, for anybody who's been out of work. The supplemental unemployment payments were a great idea, but of course they ran out as well. We need to reinstitute that supplemental unemployment program. The federal government is the only entity that has the resources to provide the magnitude of help that we need.
When it comes to vaccines, I know from my understanding, it's going to be kind of up to the state on how that gets distributed and then kind of gets trickled down from there. Will the county have a role in that? Are there discussions being talked about as far as when the vaccines do become available and how the distribution will work?
Yes, the state and the county and the city are all working together. Actually, there's a I just saw on my calendar another meeting tomorrow afternoon between all those entities to talk about vaccine distribution. You know, you've heard in the last week that there are a couple promising vaccines that that have gotten some attention. And we need to be sure that we have the apparatus in place to distribute those vaccines. There won't be enough for everybody at once, and we're going to have to prioritize vaccinations, but we also need a plan for vaccination and distribution. And I'm pleased to say that, as I said, the government and the state of Illinois, anyway, is working together. What we need, of course, is a national initiative to ensure that we have the vaccines that we need and to have a distribution strategy. And at the moment, we don't have that.
We are talking with Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. And for a while, as we saw the numbers were going down, we thought we were in a pretty good place. Now, of course, they are going back up. There was a lot of people that were saying that this surge was coming. Do you think it was just complacency, or what was it, do you think, that just kind of made people say, I'm not that scared anymore about this?
I think it was plague fatigue. I mean, people were pretty good at the beginning about trying to be indoors, about limiting their social interactions. And that gets, we're social creatures, and that gets really tiresome. And when the case numbers kind of went down, folks, I think, felt that, well, now I can go out and visit with family and friends and neighbors. And we let our guard down. And the result of that, of course, is the resurgence of the pandemic. So we've got to, go back to trying to be careful about our interactions, about our activities, and be mindful of the fact that we can play a role in mitigating the pandemic. And that role is, I said, wash your hands, wear your mask, and watch your distance.
You know, with the talk of the vaccine, that's, of course, very exciting. And it kind of has some light at the end of the tunnel. And as we continue to go through this and we continue to hear the messaging about trying to slow this down, when you're out there, when you're talking to people, do you get a sense that of hope that, that we are going to get through that? Well, we're going to get through it at some point, but do you feel like there is a little bit of hope out there?
Sure. I mean, first of all, I see more people wearing masks all the time, so that's a good thing. The second thing is, as you pointed out, there are a couple promising vaccines that we've heard about in the last week or so. That's very encouraging. We also have, figured out what kind of treatments work for the people who are really ill in the hospital. We've had some experience with that in the first wave, and so we've got, we can't cure the disease, but we've got better treatments, and fewer people will succumb this time around to COVID. But we've got some real challenges, and we can't let our guard down. But hopeful signs are the fact that we have better treatment and that we have some vaccines on the horizon, and we're working together around distribution.
All right, let's leave it with that, with hope. How does that sound?
That sounds like a great idea, Eric. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Hey, thank you so much. That was Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. It is now time for the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.